This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This week's Perek. Shem Naima. Shleisha Sha'achlu al Shulchan Echad. V'loy Amru Alav Divrei Torah Ki'ilu Achlu Miziv Chemesim. Shenema Ki'kol Shulchan Eis Malikei Etzaya B'li Makim. So the Mishnah tells us, when you sit together, Shleisha Sha'achlu al Shulchan Echad, Medav Redden Divrei Torah. The diukim in the Mishnah are very sharp. Chayre shleisha she'achlu. And if what happens if it's only two people eating together? Rishonim addressed this question. Why does it have to be shleisha she'achlu? Three. And I tzvei zitzin in lesson. Dafnis lezalim kin divrei Torah. Another diuk in the Mishnah, she'achlu is a lashon avar. It's mashma after they ate. Should have said she'echlim, that they're eating. What is the achlu that they already ate? There's another diuk in the Mishnah that the Rishonim talk about. Shulchan, echad, and if it's not by a shulchan, and if it's not one table, the Mishnah seems to give us a very strong criteria that it's not always and all the time. L'chayre, every time, Eden, Zitzin, Sazam, and Ernesin. Hat min gedaft, Zagen, Divrei, Teire. Why is it Shleisha? Why is it Achlu, Lashon Avar? Why is it Shulchan? Dafke Shulchan, Smashma has something to do with the table. And also, what does it mean that they didn't say Divrei, Teire? V'loy Amru, Olav. Olav. It's Olav. What's the Olav at Pesach? Ilas Adin in the Shulchan. I'm talking of the Shulchan. Divrei Torah. What does it mean, Zivchei Meisim? It's a nice shayla. It's all in the Rishonim, Rabbi said. These are all Ha'aris that the Rishonim talk about. What is the Zivchei Meisim? And the biggest question of all, the Mashafrek chain, it seems to be stiridike halachis. Does zak the Mishnah that you need, in order it should be ze ashulchan lifnei Hashem, which is what the Mishnah ends off when they say divrei Torah, becomes ze ashulchan lifnei Hashem. And in the Gemara brachis daf nun hey, the Gemara says from this pasuk that you have to feed dalim, and then it becomes ze ashulchan lifnei Hashem. The Gemara says that you have to be marach al shulchanai, because like this, in case somebody comes, you can give him a mipitai. And that's how it becomes ze ashulchan lifnei Hashem. Frek the Marsha, is it this Mishneh, Divrei Torah, makes it ze ashulchan lifnei Hashem? Or is it the dalim, the feeding of the aniyim? It's interesting, the Mishneh Berurah already brings that this is a halach of ze ashulchan. Shulchan Kemizbeach, we'll soon see where it's learned from. The Miri speaks about it in this Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah Berurah that it's important that the table should be a table of Zeh Shulchan, like a Mizbeach Mechapeh, V'kasa B'shla, the Yilmidu Mishnah, Oy Alocha Yagad, Oy Sefer Mutzah, you have to learn, so he brings the Alocha of learning. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that through, and he, in brackets, he brings the inyan of Oizah Dalim. If you help the Dalim, Zok the Mishnah Berurah, then it becomes Mizbeach, Shulchan, Mechaper. And on the bottom, the Sharatzin, in Sif Katan Lamed, says that L'chayra, the Mishnah obviously seems to say it has to do with Divrei Torah, Zok the Sibay Damas. That's how the Sharatzin, the Mishnah Berurah, says, it's not a stira, Hanachanami. In order for the table to be Zeh Shulchan Lifnei Hashem, and we'll soon see many Rishonim learn it means that the table becomes like a Mizbeach. Zeh Shulchan, even though it used the Lashon Shulchan, the Rishonim already talk about that as well, but L'chayra, we all know, and let's leave it at that, Shulchan Kemizbeach, and how does the Shulchan come Kemizbeach? Yes, this Mishnah Divrei Torah, the Gemara, Daf Nun Hei in Brachis, is Dalim in both Aremes, Sai Zitzin and Redden and Lernen, and Tzai Brengen Aniyim of Tish makes it that the Shulchan is the Shulchan Lifnei Hashem. What, the Diyukim. What do we do with the Diyukim? So the Amos says there's halacha shaylus in the Diyukim. Rashbam says Shleisha is not Lav Dafka. It's Lav Dafka. Because Lamaisa Zitzman says Am Midray. It's absurd. That's the way it is. Today Zitzin, Menachem is Zitzin, Stoma. Rashbam says it's Lav Dafka. But it means any time you can sit together, Muzmir Edmund Lelman. Thank Nachem is Nachem. Lav Dafka. As they learned the Rashbam, Shleisha. Rabbeinu Yoina zogt, nee, it's dafke. The Mishnah says shleisha, it's three. Why dafke three? Zogt Rabbeinu Yoina, weil three is a chevre. It's a chabure. And when the chabure sits zusammen, it's the achiev, redden in laun. So it's halacha di kishaylus. Shleisha, the efshen itchtayim. There's other shailas of she'achlu, like we said, the diuk is she'achlu in the past, that they already ate. Pharisee Yisrael speaks about it. And he says, l'chayre v'ametanish redden mitten. When they asked, you're not allowed to talk, ein mesich and besuda. Which is interesting, so which means is you got to finish the suda. And then talk, maybe between courses, it's called bain. It's not called while you're eating. Many halachas shailas about when and where. Are you allowed to talk? And that's negated to when and where you're allowed to say the Divrei Torah. Al Shulchan Echad. It's already Rei Darai in the Achronim. Maybe it's only when they're sitting at the same table. There was big discussions. And you're together in a dining hall of a yeshiva. It's not Shulchan Echad. We're sitting at different tables. Maybe it's only Shulchan. Maybe it's only Shulchan Echad. Like I said, these are interesting ha'aris, lahalacha. Based on the diukim of the lashon of the Mishnah. Shaila is, what's the iyun, the musar of their Mishnah? The halacha shaila is chaveis ha'alta shaila. I don't want to go into the halachas, but then vu vasidam mishtaburis and chuvis is alterate. We want to learn the Mishnah. Let's talk a little bit. Vas is der musar and the ashkaf in their Mishnah. So first of all, darf wissen, was ist der Divrei Torah? What counts as Divrei Torah? Which is also halacha shayla. But from the halacha shayla that we answer what the Divrei Torah is, we see an interesting hashkaf in this Mishnah. What is considered Divrei Torah? What suffices? What is considered? Yes, ich hab gesagt Divrei Torah. So there's an interesting Rav on the Mishnah. And the Rav says, even if they say, Birchas HaMazin, Sigunug. But it does say, Divrei Torah, Birchas HaMazin. He bench, good enough. Interestingly, the Rav on the side of the Mishnah. Shabur talks about all this. It's Altered Rav, they say. Lamaisi, he says, Shamati. That's how he brings it. He heard this Pshat. It's interesting, it's a Rashi. That's the Rashi on that Mishnah. Shail's in the Girsayus of the Rashi. Some have a Girs in the Rashi, Shergilim bin Adam li fa'ater min asud bebechas hamazin, that they used to do it that way. And the Mishnah is saying it's wrong. That's one way to learn the Mishnah. Shergilim means that they used to do it. Und our Mishnah sagt uns not to do that. To say Divrei Torah, to say more than just to be Yaitzim mit Birchas HaMazon. Others have a Girsa in the Rashi, Shir Paitrim, that's the Minig. The Minig is that if you're in a rush, as they zok to Tfers Yisrael, in case you're in a rush, no, that's Birchas HaMazon, you're benched. Tell me, Birchas HaMazon is Divrei Torah? What's that? Maybe we'll mention a pasuk or two in there, but how did that become this Mishnah? The Mishnah is saying that you could be Yaitza, according to these Rishayim, according to the Rav, it comes out that you could be Yaitza with Birchas HaMazon. Vasat al Pshat. Tzfasem says, interesting, he says you didn't read the Mishnah and the Rav properly. Where did the Rav say that you could pat yourself with Birchas HaMazon? Shlaisha. Then it becomes Zivchei Meisim. Dotten, there, you could pat yourself with Birchas HaTorah. But then you have the second part of the Mishnah, Shloisha, Sha'achlu, and they did say Divrei Torah, it becomes Al Shulchan Lifnei Hashem. For that, you can't just pat yourself with Birchas HaMazon. For them, Dotten Zogin Torah, Shein Adik. There's two parts to the Mishnah that the Mefarshim talk about. The Mishnah repeats itself. The Mishnah starts off that in case you go and you don't say Divrei Torah, it's Zivchei Meisim, and then it says, the whole new Mishnah. You don't need both sides of the coin. Just say, why do you have to make it into a whole new Mishnah, a whole new Halacha, Satis Vasem is Shena, Shena Val, the Rav, when he says that you could party yourself with Birchas HaMazon, he was talking about that it shouldn't be Zivchei Meisim. But the end, it shouldn't be a Zivchei Meisim. Ob Verin Zeh Shulchan Lifnei Hashem, can't be Tzame, it's not Birchas HaMazon. For them, for this, you need Emeser, Gute, Starke, Divrei Torah. So we have a Mishnah. That the Mishnah is telling us that Zivchei Meisim, the difference between that and Zeh Shulchan is with the Divrei Torah. As Mizak Divrei Torah is Shenoi Zivchei Meisim. But you still, but I'm sorry, if you say Birchas HaMazon is Zivchei Meisim. But if you don't say Birchas HaMazon, then it's Zivchei Meisim. But if you say Divrei Torah, then it becomes Zeh Shulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. Okay, Rabbi, say, let me read, was liegt da, was meint das? Soon we're going to speak about, you see, the godless of Torah. I'll show you why. Tell me, how much Divrei Torah counts as Divrei Torah? No? Does anybody know that? It doesn't say Divrei Torah. You know, there's a maisa from the Briske Rav. It just came into my head. That means I have to tell it to you. The Briske Rav, like that's in Shalashudis, hat mit einem gefragt, in Lita, hat mir nicht gegessen in Shalashudis. They were yaitze with Divrei Torah. Rabbi Said, there's a makar for this. Erev Pesach Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, you can't eat. You have a very hard time. What are you eating? Peiris? That's the only thing you can eat. Matzah kemen dach nisht essen. Und chametz kemen dach nisht essen. So was tut men? So some say eat fruits. The Behetiv says, Divrei Torah. It's a Behetiv in Shulchan Aruch. Ere Pesach, Shchal Yesh, Shabbos, Divrei Torah. There's a Mekair. Torah, as Mizlel, Torah. Das heißt gegessen. We'll soon get back to this, Biskirov. It's interesting how it popped into my head. It's grabbed a part of the shir. Wait a second. A lot of Litvish today, they Baruch Hashem, everybody's makbir on Shalashudis, and the Briske Rav was makbir on Shalashudis as well. Hat man ihm gefragt, bist du Chalitivak? Why aren't you Yetzer with Divrei Torah, as Avi in the Litte? Hat er geantwortet, als ich will lernen, Ashtikel Teis, wirst mit der Rambam und sagen, Ashtikel Torah. Und ihm jetzt wird mir abschlagen, es arab die ganze Shalashudis. Was tue ich? Aber als ich esse der Stickel breit, ich hab der Shalashudis. No one can take that away from me. Sagen ein Stickel Teire, weiß ich, ich kann mir nicht abschlagen. Kann man kommen und sagen, it's not right. I lost my Shalashudis. It's a verbal, I'll tell you. But what do we see from over here? That what's called Divrei Torah? What counts as Divrei Torah? So I want to tell you big chidushim, it's a sant, the Goyen, it's famous in many places, Divrei Eliyahu, it's brought. Das allein, was mir sagt, dass man darf sagen, ein Wort beim Tisch ist schon gesagt, die Fritere. Schön, er hat am meisten. Als ich patet mit der Mischne. If some, it's a different Leo, it's famous, it's a Goyen, Panini, Agra, it's brought down in many places, that if somebody would come and say, Chayimu, Asta, Vatayra, Memuzaga, Schön, 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 Vatayra, The Ben Yishchai brings that when there was a rush and it was quick, you had to move the meal, or they had to that. They did it a different way. They would say, "Mayim achayinim chayva halacha." Remember, my Zayd used to tell us that when a person would leave his friend, he would say over the Gemara that says that when you leave your friend, you're supposed to leave with the Dvar Torah. They say, "Anif the meis chaveray, halif the elam iteir dvar halacha." So they, you know, the guy's rushing to the bus, so he starts telling him a whole shtickle tire of the brisker rav. He's going to miss his bus. Right? So they used to say, you got it. That's it. You're the valach. That's it. Yeah, it's a sedasha shenginut. Chayimel. That's that vatire from your Rebbe on the parsha. You have to say that vatire. That's it. You don't have to say any more divrei Torah. What's the pshat? So what's the halacha? What is this halacha about? If it's about divrei Torah, that you really need to say divrei Torah, so why is this good enough? It's mashal keila epis daf min zogin. Epis was versruft zachon at dvar teire, da says dvar teire and you yoitze. What's the pshat? Why is that good enough? So Rabbi said, let's go into the reason why we need to say at dvar teire bantish. It's stated in the Mishnah. What's the reason behind it? So kipshutai, and as he's mashman the Mishnah Bura, and if you look at the Miri, that's how he learns the Mishnah. Zah shulchan lifnei Hashem, even though it says shulchan, but we mean mizbeach. Mizbeach shel Adam, shulchan shel Adam is a mizbeach, because the beginning of the pasuk starts with mizbeach and it ends with zeh shulchan. So really, the diuk is not from the word zeh shulchan lifnei Hashem, zokt Miri, but it's from the beginning of the pasuk that speaks about the mizbeach and it puts it together with zeh shulchan to teach me that the shulchan is like a mizbeach. And in order for it to be like a mizbeach, Muzmin, Zagin, Divrei Torah. We all know there's many halachas because of Shulchan Kemizbeach. Mishnah Berurah and Shaar HaTzion, Kuf Samach Zayin, Siv Katan Chavav says, you're not allowed to kill a bee on a Shulchan. It's flying around. The wasp is flying around. You have to be careful. There's halachas about it, Rabbi Sam. I don't want to go into the details right now. I'm not here to pass from Shailas. But also Lari Kina, it's a mefurish halacha, you're not allowed to kill a kina of atish. There's other halachas in Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Kuf Pei Sif Hei, you're not allowed to put a knife on a table. Ki char b'chein after leo vat chaleo, just like on a mizbeach. Just like on a mizbeach. You're not allowed to put a knife. You're not allowed to put anything that's made from metal. So you're not allowed to put a knife on a shulchan. I'll tell you the answer. I don't go into the details of halacha. You want to talk to me halacha? I'll talk to you for a very long time about these shaylas. These are big shaylas, Rabbi Yisai. But I'm just telling you, these are out the yisoidis that mizbeach and the shulchan's the chalz ain't heint shulchan and shulada mechap memeila. What's the kesher that the Teira makes like him is Beach? How did that work? We made a very big jump, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah? Shulchan Kim is Beach because of the Divrei Teira. Tell me, can I walk over to a Mizbeach and nicht bringen a carbon zogen Divrei Teira bin ich yaitze? That's it, finished. I mean, how did it become if I take the Shulchan and I say on a divrei teira, veltes via mizbeach. So Rabbi say there's a Reb Chaim Valozhin, a hafla, a fellas, hafla, mamish, nariches gadol. I don't know if I can go through the whole Reb Chaim Valozhin. Reb Chaim Voloshiner says this Mishnah gives us an understanding what's food. Food. Say Zakta. Da verstehen, was is Essen? Essen is a big part of a mensch's life. How should we look at food, Zakta Chaim Voloshiner? So he says, a haflofelde gezach. He says, it's interesting, and he begins with the fact that Baal Pa'er, there used to be Oyved Avodah Zarah with Pa'er. Everybody in Pastami here already knows what it is, I don't have to spell it out. Baal Pa'er. Tell me, are they completely in Meshugge? Azei Meshugge, Kevin Zayn, Azei Meshugge, Meshugge good. Und Teut Meshugge echt good. Of course, you're not going to find this language by Reb Chaim Voloshiner, but that's more or less the way he addresses the kasha. What does it mean, Bechlal? Zakta hafle vefel. In every food, Reb Chaim, the Talmud from the Goyin, Reb Chaim Voloshiner. In every food, there's ruchni and gashmi. The Rebbeinu Shloim is mamarai, toitzar etz desha, gives chius. But what chius? Ruchni. Ki lo yal alechem levada yichye ha'odam. Ki al kol moiti pi Hashem. It's not only the lechem, zot Reb Chaim Voloshiner, it's the moiti pi Hashem. Hafle fella. So whenever you eat, there's ruchni and gashmi, the body gets from the gashmi, the neshama gets from the ruchni. Tell me, what comes out in pa'er? Just the chelek ha'gashmi. They're oivid that. That's what they're oivid. To them, the lebin, the resin, life, eating, food, is all about the chelek hagashmi, the taivish shabai. Unmeile, when I eat ezok Reb Chaim Voloshiner, ed aftoch male zayn, as the resin, so zayn ruchni and nish gashmi. And he says, again, it's a long Reb Chaim Voloshiner before the Eitz Hadas and after the Eitz Hadas. Before the Eitz Hadas, he brings from the Rambam, it was good and bad, separate. Many Sfarim, they will talk about it, the Eitzar was Mibachutz. But then afterwards, it became together, mixed together. Pnim, it went inside into the Ruchni, into the Mensch. He says, food is the same thing. That it became in the food, the chelek hara, the yitzhara shabai. And when a person eats, his avoid is to be male. He's up to Chaim Voloshiner, to take out the ruchni and to eliminate the gashmi chelek. And he says, and that's a mizbeach. Mizbeach is the zelbezach. Minem ta beheime. Minem ta beheime. And you malit mach from them kedush. Ze ashulchan lifnei Hashem. That becomes shulchan lifnei Hashem. And thus is mizbeach duch teire. Yeah, duch teire. It depends on how you sit down by a table. As mizitz bantish can zayin zivchei meisim kabanis. Teit zivchei meisim. Nishkan is Zayn Zal Shulchan Lifni Hashem Karbin. Zay left Reb Chaim Voloshiner. It's a lot more in there. Also, the Raila is good enough. So, this is one Pshat Rabbi Zayin, what Teira does. Zayd used to tell me in Slabotke Flek Mizagin, Kipa Kuk was Ein Dvar Teira Kenufton. This. You could take something which is Zivchei Mesim. Machen von dem sehr schulchen Lifne Hashem. Ein Wort Teire. Ich hab doch gerät. A viele a kleinsch geht wa Teire alle. Teire, ja? Ein Wort. One word. What are you saying? Mai machein im Chaiwa. Das macht schein von dem Tisch, dem Gashmi, es hebt auf und es wird schulchen Lifne Hashem. Aber ich sage, there's another deher, which the Rishonim talk about, and it's also meduyik in the Reb Chaim Voloshiner, and as well as in the Rambam. It's about the gisha. It's the approach that we take. It's not the dvater alein. It's the fact that when we sit by a table, we understand what we're doing when we sit by a table. As mizitz ba'atish, sit by a table. And it's you're thinking about how... But if you're thinking, Maisens, Zashulchan lifnei Hashem, the Chayit, Tafzaknat Vatayra, that itself, the way you approach the tish, your sensitivity of how you eat, and your understanding of what it means to eat, that itself is malice. So we have two pshatim on Pesach. Either the Devatayra alein macht kedish v'chayil, other, it's the person. You know, the Shiva Zatzal Rabbanan, many places, it's Chelik Beis of his Mishnas Rabbanan, Chelik Gimel, he has an interesting mahalach in this Mishnah. You notice that Rabbeinu Yonah spoke about a chevra. Chevra. Why does it have to be a chabura? What's wrong if shnayim shiyeshvim and they say divrei teira? Why does it have to be that they're sitting b'chabura? Zavt rashiva zatzal. You know, you sit by a table and there's three people sitting there. You know what it could lead to? It could go either way. And that's how he learns, I believe, the Mishnah. The Mishnah is trying to teach us that a table could turn into a moish of leitzim, or a table could turn into zeh shulchan lifnei Hashem. You swing the tone of the tish. It's not about the actual dvatera, that the way you sit at the table and you say dvatera, the male of the tish vartailing, but it's more about the person. The way the person sits at the table, at the dust, is the mahalach from the tish. I see everybody's looking at me. Okay, I'll tell you the old joke. I've said it many times. It's a vertel. It's a good vertel. If you heard it, I apologize. That failed, as there was a kid that sat in a classroom, and the Rebbe tells him, "Tell me, what's more important than Teira? What's more chashiv than Teira?" So everybody said nothing. One kid pipes up and he says, "The chant for Shabbos is mervidim. It's more than Teira." He got a frask for it. I guess not in today's time, so the joke must have been said years ago. Today he was reprimanded and he got a note sent home. Okay, I fixed it up. Okay, good. So Zayin Azayin. Okay? Meine Tag, wir können eine gute Frage für diese Sache, okay? The kids, what happens? He takes the kid to the Menal, and the Menal starts to ask him, "What are you, Chatzif? What are you playing games?" So he says, no, I'm telling you. Don't challenge for Shabbos. This is bad. It's more Chashiv than Teira. So he says, why are you saying that? He says, I'll tell you very simple. Every Shabbos I come home, come with my sheets, I want to say my Teira, and my father tells me, no, wait, first the chalm, Friyah daf min essen. Nachdem, afterwards, you could say it Teira. Abesai, it's a Mishken Gelechte, it's a Meidiki Yisai. You know what this is? Mishnah is telling us? You set the tone of the table. The way the father sits by the table, but if it doesn't begin with that, so then it's not Zeh Shulchan Lifnei Hashem. And that's how the Rashiva Zatzal understood it, with Chabura, with Chevra, when people come together. And he spoke about the Bnei Yeshiva, the way they should learn Teira by a tish, because it swings the atmosphere. Adar Azay and Adar Azay. So now we have two pshatim, and soon we'll say a third pshat, which is very interesting. So the two pshatim we have is that Vatera afilo ein vort macht ashulchan kimizbeach. That's the Kayach HaTeira. Yeah? Kayach HaTeira. I say it's like Mezagin Slabatka. I heard this from Isaiah. Yeah? The Goyin. All you're saying is one word and it's good enough. That's the Kayach HaTeira. Malitz is ein. Then we have a second Pshat Rabbi Yisai. What does it mean? It's more about the way you view the Tish. The way you look at the table, that becomes the Tish. Zashulchan Lifnei Hashem. Rabbi, I want to tell you over a Yaivitz, which is haflo a fella. Haflo a fella. Yaivitz says, what does the Rabbeinu Shleilam have hanoa from? A Yaivitz, Rabbi, it's peladim, mamish apella. It's a kadmi. There's a Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rabbeinu Shleilam is sas al divrei Teira. Makes the Eibishter happy. He helped. Zakter, when you come to a Sudas Chasna, the Gemara says, Misamchei. You have to make him happy. Why? Because you're eating from his food. Zakter Yaivitz, as mitzitz by a tish and the Rebbeinu Shem de Gegebin Essen. Yeah, basically. How much I said the whole shir only because of this Yaivitz. That's why I said the shir. I brought the Yaivitz because the Lashon. It's a kadma. The Oid, what's the reason that you have to sit by Azat Tish and Zog and Teirish and Nehenim Shulchan and Shalmakim? Ba'alai Nehenim Yisudas Bas of Adam, which he means by Chas and Kali, he doesn't bring, but that's what he means, the Gemara. Tzarech L'samchai Kal V'chaymer A person has to sit by a tish and to be makir tev. To makir tev, yeah? To the Rebbeinu Shleilam who gave it to you. With this Rabbeisai, I think we could say the pshat in our Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, you know how your yoytzeh is dvar Torah? Talk to Mishnah Berurah. That right after, you should say Mizmu LeDavid Hashem Ra'i Lo Yachsav. Zok the Mishnah B'Fafas. Sheyesh Boy, it has in it Divrei Teira U'Tfila Al Mizay Naisav. The Divrei Teira, the Mishnah Berurah Verstanden. It's not only the Divrei Teira. It goes deeper. It's understanding as the Rebbeinu Shleilam the Nisim. When you sit by a table, you have to keep in mind who gave you the food. Ve'avotas l'tei gegeb. The Divrei Torah is a gather of Torah, and also that the person understands who gave it to you. Who gave it to you? And every bite that you take, the Rebbeinu Shleilam. I saw that the Meir Chadash had a sefer about his life. When he would bench, he would cry by Noidelecha. Noidelecha, that's where he would cry. A mensch bedenken keseder as the Rebbeinu Shleilam. He gave it to us. It comes from him. Vi gedenken mit us. If not, what is it? It's called Zivchei Nesim. Menem tarais the Rebbeinu Shleilam from that. But if you remember Zeh Shulchan Lifnei Hashem, where do we find the Lashon of Lifnei Hashem? Shivisi Hashem Renegdi Samit. That when you sit by a table, you're supposed to remember always Lifnei Hashem. It's put down that Birchas Hamazon is a tremendous Eis Ratzin. Tremendous Eis Ratzin. What's the Eis Ratzin? Statements or any Rashi's Chacham and other places. How the Rebbeinu Shleilam, as over by the Mizbeach, the Rebbeinu Shleilam is dark. The Rabbi Yisrael is there. How is he there? And the Torah says, by through the Nesina, the fact that the Eibush is giving you. What does that mean? The Rebbe Hashem is giving you. And when you eat, you're taking in the fact that the Rebbe Hashem is giving you. You're directly connected to the Eibushka. We all know about the Nachash and with this Alend and Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot more to talk about in this Mishnah. The Nachash, he was punished. What was he punished? That's the greatest thing for him. He has food wherever he goes. It's almost like in America. Wherever you go, you can stop off it. At every two feet, you have another store. Someone once told me, a Peleti Gazach, that he could tell me every store that sells Nash between from where he lives to where he works, an hour and 15 minutes away. He knows every place. Yeah, today, it's mamash like the Nachash, America. He raised the Kendachasin, Vumivil, Venivil, Vasmivil. So what's so bad about that? So Chazal tell us, and the Bali Musa speak about it, the Eibishter told the Nachash, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Take the food and go. Food is a way on how to connect to the Eibishter. You have to come on to the Rebbeinu Shleil for food. That means you're mekusha to the Rebbeinu Shleil. Food takes on a whole different meaning. It's kiyim liyadcha, hamileya, hapsucha, varchava, with every bite. So either you could be like the Nachash, that you eat the food and you forgot who's giving it to you. Or the pshat is that in every bite, you could remember, Zeh HaShulchan Lifnei Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shem is here, he's feeding me, he's giving me. That this is the Mishnah, this is what the Mishnah wants. The Devat Torah, yes, Avad, it's Ma'la the Shulchan. It's Ma'la the Shulchan, it's Emes. But also the Devat Torah brings that the person realizes, where did it come from? And the Melitz is man of Tefillah al Mizraynaisev. You have to for your Mazel. Understanding like the Nachash, he was disconnected from the Rebbeinu Shleil. And if you want to know in Tifin Yon Rabbi Yisai, remember what Rabbi Chaim V'Lozhin speaks about the Eitz Hadas. It has something to do with the Nachash. It's a lot to do with it. The eights. Notice that the first chet was in an achilah, Rabbi Yisai. I'm not going to go further. I'll let you work on it on your own. Achilah. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo Gizak, the Chabdi Gizak, Nitas. It's the first chet. And the Nachash was involved in that. And Malitz is I. Hiim liyadcha, amleya, apsucha, Nachash. I don't want you to connect with me for food. Stay away. Because I told you how to eat. I told you what to do. I told you not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And you went and you ate from the Eitz Hadas. And I'll get end my day say like this with one nice chassidish in the hell with the Chabamol Gehelt. Paisuk is da halacha. If someone is Reisha V'Rubay B'Sei Chassukah, V'Shulchanay B'Sei Chabayis Lo Yotzo. See them flagging Alamol Zag and Avertel. And the Reish of the Ruba is in the Sukkah. But the Shulchan is not there. The Tish is Nishkin Tish from Sukkah. It's after Tish from Shtub. Lo Yotza. He's from Yishti Yotza. Here Rabbi Yisai. It's Avertel of Hashem Avertel. The Tish from Mensch tells a lot about the person. The Tish can Zayin Shulchan.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.